Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Ramananda Roy and the boy, the king's son, Maharaj Pataparuja's son, then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda took him back to the king's palace. The king was very happy when he heard of his son's activities. Just by embracing his son, the king was filled with ecstatic love, just as if he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. From then on, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this regard, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati writes, Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply glanced at someone for a moment, that person immediately turned into one of the most confidential devotees of the Lord. The prince came to see the Lord for the first time, but by the Lord's mercy, the boy immediately became a topmost devotee. This was not in theory, but in practice. We cannot apply the Nagna Matrika Nyaya formula. This states that if one's mother was naked in her childhood, she should continue to remain naked, even though she had become the mother of so many children. If a person is actually blessed by the mercy of the Lord, he can immediately become a topmost devotee of the Lord. The logic of Nagna Matrika states that if a person is not elevated on such and such date, he cannot become an exalted devotee overnight, as it were. This particular instance offers evidence to contradict that theory. On the previous day, the boy was simply an ordinary prince, and the next day he was counted as one of the topmost devotees of the Lord. This was all made possible by the causeless mercy of the Lord. The Lord is omnipotent, all-powerful, and almighty, and he can act as he likes. E Mata Ma Prabhu Bhaktas Gana Sange Narantara Krida Kare Sankirtana Range. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted in the society of his pure devotees, performing his pastimes and spreading the Sankirtan movement. Some of the prominent devotees, like Advaitacharya, used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his meals at their homes. The Lord accepted such invitations accompanied by his devotees. In this way, the Lord passed some days in great jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Pratamei Kasi Misra Prabhu Bolaila Paditsa Patra Savabome Bolana Anila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kasi Misra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of Gundicha temple in authoritative scriptures. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. A cubit is about a foot and a half. The main temple inside is about 36 cubits by 30 cubits, and the kirtan hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. Continuing. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gundicha temple, the Paditsa, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire, it is our duty to perform." The king gave a special order for me to do without delay. whatever your lordship orders. My dear lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. Ara dine prabhate laya nijagana, tri haste sabra ange lepila chandana. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him, and with his own hand, he smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Tri haste dila sabare eka eka manjini, sabha gana laya prabhu kalila apani. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place. The Singhasan cleansed it and again put it in its original place. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the Kirtan hall. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, the Bhoga Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. E matta bhakti gana kore nijavasya, trina dhuli bahire pelaya parama harasi. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. Prabhu kahe, ke kata kriyacha samarjana trina duli dekile janiba parisrama. The Lord then told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly, by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. Sabha Vaishnava Lai Jabe Dui Bara Sodila Deki Mahaprabhura Mane Santoshahila. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. Ara satya jana satya gate jala bhari prate me naya atse kala apeksakori. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw the water from them. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting places, the singhasan, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water on the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his lotus feet. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. After the room was washed, the water was let outside through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own cloth, and he polished the throne with them also. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. And after the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the bank. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. So the cleansing will continue, and we shall hear about more of this cleansing very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.